look back at recent press. A president facing a major scandal, just as the highest profile trial is about to begin, pardons the indicted or convicted officials around him to effectively stop an investigation that's closing in on his own illegal conduct. Donald Trump soon? Well, we'll see. But this describes what President George H.W. Bush actually did in 1992. As Fair Associate Sam Husseini reminds on Fair.org, the Iran-Contra scandal revealed that the Reagan-Bush White House had secretly sold missiles to Iran in exchange for hostages held in Lebanon, using the proceeds to fund right-wing forces fighting the leftist Nicaraguan government in violation of U.S. law. On Christmas Eve, 1992, just as the indicted former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger was about to face trial, Bush pardoned him and five others, including former Assistant Secretary of State Elliot Abrams and former National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane. The Attorney General for Bush, who approved the pardons, William Barr, now being nominated for the same position by Trump. So is this background relevant? The Associated Press didn't seem to think so. The wire service framed its January 14th report on Barr, carried by thousands of outlets, as a stark contrast between the gentlemanly Bush and the twice-divorced Trump, and made no mention of the Iran-Contra pardons. The misleading comparison was compounded by AP describing Trump as breaking with the practice of shielding law enforcement from political influence, as if William Barr didn't have direct experience in exactly that. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by